Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay. My final guest of the day is known as the Polish Prince of Prognostication. He has been on the radio with me on a couple other occasions when I hosted other shows, but this is his first appearance on the golf show. So interesting questions to ask this gentleman. Good morning, Prince. How are you?
It's real early where I am, Michael.
Well,
4:45. Yeah. 4:47. I do this for you, you know, get up this early.
Okay, well, we'll talk about extra compensation later.
Casino's open in Vegas, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So, tell me, how do you, as a recreational kind of player...
I prefer the term enthusiast.
Enthusiast, that's right. That's exactly right. How do you go about being enthusiastic about golf?
I'll bet on anything, Michael. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'll bet on anything. I'll bet on two flies going up the wall, especially during COVID.
You
know,
yeah.
During COVID, it's, you know. But I enjoy golf. I'm a golfer. I probably fall into the duffer category,
mm-hmm.
but every once in a while I get a good shot.
I'll bet, you know, during these trying times, Korean baseball might even, you know, pop into your mind.
My son is a huge, he's a huge Korean baseball fan. Yeah. He likes the NC Dinos. And so
NC
does his dad.
Dinos.
22-6 on the season. I'm just saying.
And have they been good to the dad?
But they've been good to my son. Yeah, he's got all kinds of. He's got the merchandise at home. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's good. It's 22-6. Yeah, typically I'm a Samsung guy, but they're not having a good, not a real good season. If you know what I mean.
So, when does your son watch these games? Aren't they like in the middle of the night?
They are. He gets up with me. You know, he sits on the love seat. I sit on the recliner, and we enjoy some baseball. He never realized I was a big Korean baseball fan, but I am, especially during COVID, you know.
I hear you.
So, you know, I haven't lost an NHL or NBA game since March 13th.
Atta boy. That's a heck of a streak.
Yeah. My daughter, by the way, she's big into the table tennis, too, during these trying times.
Table tennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zhendong Fang. It's her favorite table tennis player. I never knew she was in the table tennis either. I bought her ping pong table. Zhendong Fang, by the way, number one rated ITTF player. Just saying. That's the International Table Tennis Federation.
Of course it is.
My kids have varied interests, you know, interests.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with the well-rounded, you know, growing up. That's good. They can turn out like their dad. So tell me about the resumption of the season. Starts next Thursday at the Colonial. You got the top five players in the world. How do you go about, you know, playing on the game of golf?
To play golf is it's interesting because you can play golf within the golf match. You just don't necessarily have to pick a winner. You can pick who's, you know, who might win between two players in a particular round. So that's always good. It gives you time to come back on Sunday. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
But I'm looking at who I believe the best player would be after this layoff. And you know who that is?
Roy McIlroy.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
No, I take that back. Justin Rose. I think my pick at the Colonials, Justin Rose. I think he's got the best all-around game. I heard he's very good at the practice, too.
I picked him to win the U.S. Open at Oakmont in 2016. No, he didn't do that, but that's okay.
I got PGA and U.S. Open winners, too, for you.
Well, I was just going to say, why don't we look at the majors coming up in this wacky schedule? Let's start PGA.
Well, can I lump the PGA and the U.S. Open together? And I'm going to give you three people I believe have a good shot at the those two, okay?
Okay.
And you got to start with Brooks Koepka, right? I mean,
yes.
He's Mr. Major.
Yep.
Almost named my son Brooks, but it sounded too much like broke. Bad juju. You know what I mean, Michael?
I do. Yes. Yes,
yeah.
I do.
I go with John Rahm. You like him?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
His name kind of rhymes. I like that. That's always good to pick a winner. Justin Thomas and the Brooks. I believe Brooks wins one of those two for sure.
Okay.
He's
How about the
very
Masters
motivated.
In November?
This is a hard pick for me because I don't know that he's my favorite golfer. But remember, Michael, you bet with your mind, not with your heart, right?
That's exactly right.
Rory McIlroy at the Masters.
However,
he's going to have to withstand a final day charge from none other. Well, your favorite, Tiger Woods.
You think so, huh?
I do. It's the Masters, Michael. It's the Masters.
Yeah. How about the Memorial?
Oh, the Memorial. Did I look forward to the Memorial? I did. Again, I go back to Tiger Woods and Bryson DeChambeau.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Just saying. Ryder Cup, though, I don't know what that's going to be like this year. Probably have more of like a President's feel, you know?
If you had been listening earlier, you would know that I said I have been told this week that there will be no Ryder Cup this year.
I was not listening. I was at the blackjack table. Easier to count cards with a face covering on, by the way.
That's true.
Yeah.
So how has the pandemic affected your favorite pastime?
This is a unique thing here, Michael. Everybody's got a guy. Right? Or at least before the legalized sports gambling, everybody had a guy, right?
Absolutely.
Well, it's tough when your guy runs a barbershop. Because all that gets closed down in the pandemic.
That's right.
Had to resort to the online piece, you know, and getting the kids up at like 3:30 in the morning to watch Korean baseball.
You're a heck of a dad, you know that.
Yeah. You should see I can't wait for my son to play Little League this year. He's got his bat flipped down. He watches the Korean baseball flip. They like the bat flip, you know.
Do they?
They do. They flip it. They don't care. They have fun.
Well, my friend Bob Pompeiani has encouraged me on several occasions to watch Korean baseball, just like he's encouraged me over the years to watch the NBA.
Yeah.
And I refuse to do that. And I've refused to watch Korean baseball for one particular reason. I can't stay up that late. So I don't know anything about Korean baseball. And if I have any questions, I'll come to you.
What do you think about PGA players maybe flipping their clubs after a good drive? I've seen them flip the putters. They flip the putters right into the water sometimes.
Yes,
I don't think
do.
That has the same – it's not the same impact, though. But
no.
I think next time I'm on the golf course, I hit a good drive. I'm just going to flip the driver.
Do a little whirly bird with it or just a straight up in the air flip?
Get creative. Hopefully you're not in the cart next to me. I don't want to hit you.
No, that wouldn't be good. So one last prediction from you. Yeah, I know it's early.
That's it. You saved me to last.
I got to save the best for last. We have all the major leagues trying to tune up and get ready to go. Who do you see, if any, of the major sports leagues not starting their seasons this year?
I think it's Major League Baseball. They just can't seem to come to any type of agreement. They should let me maybe try to intervene, find some mid-ground.
Mm-hmm.
But not a whole lot of trust between the players and the owners.
No.
And I think that's going to be the toughest league to restart.
Yeah, that would have been my guess. And shame on them if that's what happens, because I believe, like many other people do, that will damage the sport going forward in a significant way. So I'm just ready for college football to start. I'm ready for the PGA Tour to get going again. I'm ready for sports.
Are you done at 8 o'clock?
Yes, I am.
If you get on a plane, you could be out here with me in about 4 hours.
If they still have that flight from La Trobe, I could be there.
Maybe 5 hours. You have to connect in Pittsburgh now.
That's right.
You come out to the casino, Michael. I'll make you famous.
That's what I need. Well, as you just asked if I'm done at 8 o'clock, and I said yes, and I must tell you that you are done right now. So I appreciate you coming on with me this morning, and we'll do this again once things get going and trends start happening, and we'll look for your guidance there.
You tell that guy that calls me, though, to get me on the air here. It's Mr. Prince.
Oh, he didn't call you Mr. Prince. Well, he's a young fella. He's learning.
Well, you straighten him away there, Michael.
I will.
I'll make him famous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You have a lovely day.
You too. I'll see you in about 4 hours. I pick you up.
Okay. I'll call you when I'm getting there.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good
day. See you, Prince.
See you.
That is the Polish Prince of Prognostication. He's a piece of work. Anyway, believe it or not, we have zoomed through an hour this morning. Went fast, but I enjoyed bringing the show to you. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to my guest, Nicholas LaRocca, and the Polish Prince of Prognostication. We'll be back next week, Saturday morning, and we'll have two rounds of an official PGA Tour event to talk about. So look forward to that. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And we'll talk next Saturday at 7 a.m. right here on The Golf Show on 93.7 The Fan.